Test. I'm the Aleph and I'm the Beit. We've been learning the dinim of tolus about the type of touyos that are fatal. Chof test I'm the Aleph and I'm the Beit. The types of touyos that are fatal, such as not saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Moreh Geshem, not saying She'ela, even not saying Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, except for Maariv. We also discussed the types of oyos that are not fatal, such as alanisim and anenu and the yalav yavo on the first night of Rosh Chodesh. That's by tefillah and by birchas hamazon. You also have things that if you forget, you have to bench over again. If you forget ritzei. On Shabbos, you have to bench over again. If you forget Yalav Yavo on Yontif, you have to bench over again. If you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, what's the din? Anybody know?
Night or day.
Makes no difference, night or day.
There is a
thingamajig. We're going to get to that thingamajig, but that doesn't answer my question. The answer is you don't have to say it over again. Because... What's the reason the Gemara says? Because Iboy Achil, Iboy Lo Achil.
Yeah, there's an obligation to have a
suit. And Tosa says Iboy Lo Achil means that you don't have to have a suit even though you can't fast. That's correct.
So, but once you've already eaten...
Since you didn't have... This is your svar. The Gemara svar is since you didn't have to eat, you didn't have to bench, you don't have to say Alviyavo. If you get Alviyavo, you don't have to bench again. However, Urn is correct.
You mean as opposed to Yontif Shabbos when there is an
obligation? That's correct. That's correct. At least one or two sudos, whatever it is.
How many meals.
Right, exactly. Yes, that's correct. Except maybe Shalashudas, because you don't have to have, you don't really need a third suda on Shabbos. Could be Yotzei with something less than a full suda. Anyway, but Urn was correct. There is a thigamajig. That this is actually what we're going to start off with. The thigamajig is on Daf Memtes, Amud Aleph, and it's talking specifically about what happens if you make a mistake in Birchas HaMazon. And you forget to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The line starts Midida. Is that what it says? Midida. And what was starting from Yosef Rabbi Zera. Okay, you see that? Is it 7 lines from the bottom?
Yeah.
Yosef Rabbi Zera. Do that Gemara over there up until the last line on the Amud, where in the middle of the line where it says Idi Dei Idi Rabbe period. You see the big period there? Well, okay, that's what you stop at that period. All right, so this is a discussion about a special halacha, a thingamajig that you have by Birchas HaMazon. But we're going to see in the handout that this thingamajig forms the basis for an amazing halacha in general and when you make a mistake in davening. So the general halacha is if you make a mistake in davening, that if it's something fatal, you have to, if you're still in the middle of davening, you go back to the place where you made the mistake. If you finish davening, whatever that consists of, which the Gemara actually talks about, what does it mean to finish davening? You go back to the beginning of davening. What happens if you catch yourself when you're in the bracha itself? So what do you do? You what? You finish what? No. You don't finish the brach. You go back to the spot where you made the mistake. Okay? If you're in the brach itself. So the Rav Yoh uses this Gemara on Daf Memtes to propose, and this actually appears to be, it's very controversial halachically, but most the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is this way. He proposes an amazing halacha, which you would not think of on your own, based on this Gemara on Daf Memtes. I don't want to give away the suspense what the halacha is, but it's the first... paragraph in the handout. And what I suggest you do is do that first paragraph and then I'm not sure. I know there's only one page, but there is actually another halacha which is very similar to the halacha of the Rav Yoh, except it talks about the Rav Yoh is talking about the case where you made a fatal mistake. The question is, what's the din where you didn't make a fatal mistake? Is the Rav Yoh's principle apply there as well? And that's actually a Tosos. He doesn't mention the Rav Yoh, but that's a Tosos. Daf Lama Bebez Mistabra. I'm afraid you're never going to get through this whole Tosos and do the rest of the handout. So I'm reluctant to tell you to do the Tosos, but if you're really moving along, do the Tosos, Mistabra, and Daf Lama Bebez. Then you can do the Bach. If you don't do the Tosos on Lamed Beis, skip the Bach and go straight to the Shulchan Aruch and to the Bir Halacha. Okay?
Lamed
Amid Beis. The Tosos Mistabra Milsa Derav. Well, it's all about the same topic,
okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, Mem Tes Amid Aleph, we start with.